Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Faith in the Zone, a show about sports and faith, how the two come together and lives being touched. Right now, discover how people in sports walk in faith with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on 1250 AM, The Fan. 'Cause I'm just a nobody trying to tell all about somebody who saved my soul. Welcome to Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan. This is Mike McGivern flying solo. Hold on. Maybe not flying solo this week. Well. Let me tell you what happened. My company came to me and said, look, your numbers in Faith in the Zone are too good. We need to figure out how to take those numbers down a little bit. We don't want that many listeners. And so I thought maybe it's time to bring Pastor Ken Keltner, my co-host, my non-co-host for the last 3 years, but he's back. Pastor, how you been?
I'm great, Mike, and it's good to be back with you, and thanks for carrying the broadcast. I know all those years that I was helping you, you'd always tell me your back's killing you because you were carrying us back then. And so
all of a sudden my back started hurting today, and I don't know why.
Yeah, exactly. You're thinking, I got to carry it again. He's back.
I can't figure out why it's starting to hurt again. Yeah. Hey, you know, Pastor, I would say to people, and on the air, I'd say, look, if and when I get him back, he is a Baptist minister. So I'm not going to need a guest because he's just going to want to talk the whole time. But then I thought about it.
Yeah.
Needed to have a guest when you're back.
Well, it is good to be back, Mike. Hey, love Faith in the Zone.
Last 3 years in a snapshot, lots changed in our world. And some things have certainly changed in your life. There's been some additions to the Keltner family.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. We have eight grandchildren. And they're basically all under the age of six. And so anytime we get with them, in fact, I was out in New Jersey helping our son and daughter-in-law who went to Hawaii for their 10th anniversary. We had four under the age of six.
I helped him out of the car.
Oh, yeah.
I helped him out.
Yeah.
Maybe the cutest kids I've ever seen, I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, they are cute kids.
Just darling. And a lot been going on at Brookside. You know, I'm still the valet driver, still got my girlfriends, though there's not as many as there used to be. But, you know, I haven't seen Edna for a couple of weeks. But, things going okay at Brookside, man. Things good for you there?
Yeah, good. It's good. And Edna, you know, I did see Edna, you know, one day, and I said, hey, Edna, Mike refers to you, you know, on Faith in the Zone that you're his girlfriend. She goes, yeah, but last week I sent him a Dear John letter, so.
Yeah, she calls me stuff. She does.
She's 97 years old.
She said, it took you too long to get here. And I said, I was helping somebody else. And she made a reference to our president and said, don't be a Biden and don't lie. And I go, hey, what did you just call me? She laughed. She is the best. So last week, I was, again, standing in front of church just before the service. And I was wait a couple of minutes in case anybody comes in late that I can help and park their car real quick. And a young man walked up, and he had a Verona Soccer State Championship shirt on. And I said, hold on, where are you going? I want to talk to you, boy. You know, that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't have to park his car.
I can hear you.
Yeah. I said, hey, come on over here. You're new to the church? And he said, yeah, a little bit. I was here last week. And I said, "Do you play at Verona? Did you coach at Verona?" We started to talk a little bit of sports, and then he got distracted talking about some other stuff at church. And I ended up talking to him on the phone for a little bit and realized that, you know what, he would be a really good guest for Faith in the Zone. As you know, on Faith in the Zone, we have, you know, national figures, big, you know, last week was Dot Richardson, maybe the greatest softball player in the history of our country. And won, you know, gold medals and all of that. We've had on Tony Dungy and Bobby Bowden and just some national people and then local guys. And I invited Kyle in. And he said, "Man, I'd love to come in for sure." So Kyle, pronounce your last name.
It's Carcamo, Mike. Thank
Carcamo.
You.
Yeah, Carcamo. There you go.
Yep.
Yeah, Pastor's like, "I got this." No,
Carcamo.
Yeah,
I knew it. Carcamo.
Oh, yeah, it's so good to have you back, brother. Yeah, I've missed you so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, I bet you
so
did.
So much. Hey, Kyle, let's talk a little bit about your background, where you grew up, and you know, you're back here in this area, but let's talk about the journey.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it was a great time coming to Brookside the other week too. So thank you for that. I really enjoyed the church.
Yeah, well, we're glad you enjoyed it. I wasn't preaching.
You might want to wait a little bit. And you have a watch, so if you sit in the back, you can point to it if it goes too long.
Just sit back with him and keep sit back with him, Kyle, and keep him under control.
If he goes long, you just point at it. You know. So Kyle, where did you grow up?
I was born in Mexico City, Mexico, down south, if you want to call it.
Yeah.
To a loving couple, parents here, Oben and Colleen. My father's from Mexico City. My mother's Irish. She's from Wisconsin. So I've grown up in Wisconsin for a number of years now. I think it's going on 23, 24, something like that.
How old are you?
27. So still really, really young.
Yeah, really young.
I do recognize. Yeah, okay, absolutely right. Oh, I appreciate that. Thanks, Ken. But
man, compared to you and me, he looks like he's 14.
No. No, but I grew up here in Wisconsin for all my life. I've lived in a different, you know, number of states periodically, I'd say for a couple months at a time. But definitely a Wisconsin raised kid with some Mexican heritage in the background there.
Mm-hmm. And where'd you go to high school?
I went to Wauwatosa West High School. So
dude, you're a Trojan?
Oh, absolutely. It was Eisenhower, Whitman, and then West, just right there on Center Street all throughout Wauwatosa on the west side. So loved it. Public school my whole life. Really enjoyed it. But it was definitely a different kind of experience than I think the past guests that you've had on the radio show with people that have been playing sports their whole lives. I never played a sport in high school or even middle school at all. Never even tried out.
Why is that, do you think?
I was way too invested in video games. I was, my family, none of them are really interested in video games all that much. But for me, once I discovered, you know, the GameCube or PlayStation, things like that, I just locked in. It was something that I figured I was good at. Wasn't really the athletic type when I was a younger kid either, so it really fit my wheelhouse as far as what I could do, and it made me feel really comfortable.
But you got to—I mean, you didn't have a coach. I mean, you look like an athlete.
Oh, I appreciate
you look
that.
Like an athlete, you didn't have a coach in the school who came up to you about any sport. And go, "Hey, man, why don't you come out and try out?"
Not at all. Not at all. And yeah, what if I? What, I mean,
Mike, if you were walking the halls and you saw. Yeah, I think you would have been saying, hey, boy, I need you out here.
I think that's the difference right there, though. If I were to show you a picture right now of what I look like in high school, you'd have to look a couple times because I think it's a black and white difference as far as the, you know, my athleticism, you know, the way that I carried myself was a whole lot different until I fell in love with the game of football or soccer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to get to that because that's a big part of your story. Mm-hmm. So you left Wauwatosa. You went to Wisconsin Lutheran College, correct?
Yep, as a college, yep.
Right, and then went where?
Went right over to Verona, pretty much after my two commuting years that I had at WLC. I realized that I wanted to continue chasing my career and what I had been working in for a while, a youth organization based here. Is it, you know, the headquarters isn't here, but has a lot of a chapter here in Tulsa, and I wanted to continue to chase that, so I moved out to Verona, Madison area, and then pursued that career there.
And now you work for a company called Zero Eyes.
Zero Eyes, correct.
And I can tell you this, that I didn't know what it was, and I think that our community, our state, our country needs what you guys do more than ever. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you this. What Zero Eyes does, they deliver proactive solutions to help prevent mass shootings and gun-related violence, provide intel, reduce response time, save lives while respecting your privacy and rights. And you work with a lot of churches, schools.
Absolutely.
And you cover the state of Wisconsin.
Absolutely. Yeah, you would call me the Wisconsin representative. So as far as any K through 12 buildings, universities, church or religious organizations, maybe even some event venues, if there's a building, which would be all of them, like you said, nowadays in the United States, we have an epidemic going on for a number of years now. But if they need to get in contact with the proactive efforts that Zero Eyes can provide, then I'm your man for Wisconsin.
Zero Eyes is the name of the company. And Pastor, you know, it's interesting. I went on that website and ex-military, a lot of Navy SEALs are the people that have put this company together. And, you know, that is right up your alley, certainly with Kurt and the stuff that he's doing is pretty incredible when you go on this website and look at some of the things that they're attempting to do, and they're doing a really nice job. And we'll get more into that, I think, later in the show. So how long did you live in Verona, by the way?
Lived in Verona for about 4 years, I'd say. A good 4 year span.
And Verona's up right near Madison.
Yep. Right? Yeah, it's south of Madison, actually. People, I think, from Madison would call it the west side, maybe, or something like that. But as far as us Milwaukee people, when we look at a map, everything's sort of a grid.
Yeah.
I would say Verona's pretty much south, right, directly of the isthmus.
Yeah, what, 20 minutes from Madison?
Yeah, just about
like
17 minutes, something like that.
So how did you all of a sudden get interested in soccer?
Oh, man, if that isn't a Lord-provided story right there, I would say, you know, as far as ventilation, things that you can use in your life to get anger out or deal with any stress or emotions, soccer, sports is definitely one of those things. And I think the Lord provided that for me. It was about 2013, commercials started showing on air for the World Cup at that time, because 2014 was going to be the World Cup year. And I just started seeing these players on television that were bending balls in midair and the beautiful passes and touches with their feet. And I had never played soccer prior to that. Once I had started seeing that, I was like, man, that is something that I would love to get into. So it was day in, day out, every single day for hours, trying to replicate what I was seeing on TV and trying to replicate some of these players that I was seeing online, until I realized this is something that the Lord is providing for me to cope in my life with other issues.
So those TV the commercials got you going.
Yeah.
Huh. You know, hold on. You know what I do for a living, right?
Yeah.
I sell commercials. Oh, it's amazing. Yeah. You know what? Yeah. He's a testimony right there for what I do.
Right away. Those commercials, yeah.
Yeah, for a living.
We had a fellow that played for Akron University, and they made it all the way to the championship game several years ago, Sky Harder. And I told Sky, I said, Sky, there's two people that have gotten me off the couch watching a soccer game, Lionel Messi and you, Sky Harder. Lionel Messi had this great move. I couldn't believe it. I got off the couch. I go, I'm giving him a standing ovation. Sky Harder, 35 yards out, direct kick. They only put two in the wall. The Michigan State goalie was 6'6", and he put it in the upper right corner from 35 yards out.
Oh, isn't that
the
dream?
Oh, man, I'm getting up. I got to get up and give a standing ovation down in the basement for Sky Harder.
Hey, guys, we're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, you know, when I talked with Kyle, he said, look, soccer is a lot of my testimony. You heard he went to Wauwatosa West, went to public schools. And we're going to ask him to share his testimony on the other side of the break. And I love when somebody says, look, soccer is part of my testimony, or, you know, this sport really brought me. Because normally, Pastor, we're talking about, and you used to say this a lot when you used to be in studio.
when I used to be here.
3 years ago. But those guys that, you know, are, instead of going to church, are playing AAU basketball on Sundays, and you know, there's 8 seconds to go. Their son or daughter's at the line, and they're praying that they hit them. And you're like, well, who are you praying to?
Yeah,
I like those kind of stories. So we will continue our conversation. My co-host, back in studio, numbers going. They're really going to drop this week, but that's all right. You know what? We'll be okay. I'm just kidding with you, Pastor.
I know that.
I know and Kyle Carcamo, he is. He is in studio. Zero Eyes is the name of the company he works for. But soccer is what we're going to talk about, and his testimony on the other side of the break. This is Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan.
More now of Faith in the Zone, discovering people in sports and their walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church. Back with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on 1250 AM, The Fan. 'Cause I'm just a nobody.
trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul.
Well, welcome back to Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my favorite co-host. Man, oh, man.
Thank you, Michael. I am back.
I sure missed him. You understand now we have the next 6 months off of Faith in the Zone.
Oh, so we do, really? Oh, I just came back for one. Hey, well, Kyle, you're pretty important.
I know I'm not supposed to lie on Faith in the Zone. But
no, you're not.
Yeah, okay. That was sarcasm. How's that? Yeah,
okay, I'll take that.
Yeah, excellent. He is Pastor Ken Keltner, the head pastor at Brookside Baptist Church, our special guest. Man, and you know what? It was really nice to meet this young man and very engaging. And I thank him for his time coming in and being our guest. He is Kyle Carcamo, played a little soccer at WLC. And if you heard the first segment, he didn't play any sports at Wauwatosa West. And when I talked to him in person, he said, Mike, soccer is a big part of my testimony. So, Kyle, we have found out that the favorite segment on this show for people is segment two. Mm-hmm. We'd like to ask you to share your testimony with us.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I'd love to. And I'm excited to share it too, because it's definitely something that, with soccer being a huge part of my life, is something that I've also failed a lot in. And kind of like I was talking about before, you know, after high school or my senior year of high school, around 2013 area, when I started to practice and started to really pour my time into getting better at the sport, I was brand new and I never played a day of organized sports in my life. And so it was a year and a half or even 2 years where I would consistently go out to Mount Mary University down there in Wauwatosa,
sure,
near Milwaukee, and I'd play on their fields and get on and dribble and do everything that I could. And I started to notice a significant improvement in how I was shooting and passing, dribbling and ball control, whatnot, all of that stuff. But I still had never had that organized sports experience from growing up and always playing video games. One of the things I was also terrible at in that school setting was academics in school. I was failing almost every class all the time. I would barely turn in, you know, homework, and school wasn't that fit for me. And I was always had my faith in the Lord, and I would always ask him, what do you have for me in the future, Lord? What am I doing? And one of those things was ministry. I knew that at some point I wanted to go back to school to help further my career in ministry, but I knew that since I was so terrible at school that it wouldn't be an easy ride for me to go anywhere. So soccer is that thing the Lord provided for me to get my foot in the door at WLC. I will always say this, and I'll be the first one in the room to say, I was not a good soccer player at that point in time. I think, Mike, if I was going to tell you, I was better at soccer now than I am, or than I was back then. But I had walked up to the coach of WLC at the time, and not sure if he still coaches there now, but I had gone up to him at a camp he had been performing or putting on at Westfield. And I said, hey, you know, I'm really interested in playing soccer for your team. You know, I've never played before, but I'm really invested and I would love to try out. And he said, yeah, come on and you know, show us what you got and show us what you can do. And then you can go to WLC. And I took that as, all right, you know, something I've been working really hard for, something I've been working tirelessly to achieve is panning out. And so I went to WLC and signed all the paperwork and enlisted for classes, started going to the tryouts and the practices for preseason. And I was just, you could tell, miles behind everybody else. And this is, you know, this is a D3 school, pretty successful as they are, but they're still D3. And I was still, you know, miles and miles behind the rest of these players. So I'm trying, giving it my best. And I step on the field for a couple scrimmages here and there in the drills that we had at practice. And I was getting run around. And it was the first time in my life that even though I've been working so tirelessly for something that I had a passion for, I could actively see myself failing. And I'm a three on the Enneagram, and not to get too far into that, but sure, it's just, I'm an achiever. Like, I love to achieve things, and I want to earn, you know, respect. I want to earn love in my relationships, which is a huge part of my testimony in a minute. But it's something that once I started feeling that failure, you know, it hurt a lot. The fateful day of that first freshman year of WLC, my coach called me into his office and said, hey, keep it short with you. You know, I got 22 players on this team. I got 23. They're already in here and have a spot. And you're on the far end of that list, and you're not going to get any playing time. And he was so blunt with me, but I will never thank him more for that, because throughout this whole time, you know, before going to WLC and trying to play D3 soccer, I was invested in my community with an organization called Young Life and wanted to do more ministry as I continued. But my pride took over and I idolized soccer so much that I said, you know, I'm going to put all that on the back burner. I want to perform and do my best in college and play soccer as a college athlete. And that's what I put above what the Lord had already given me. And so he said, you know, you have a choice. I'm not going to cut you, but you have a choice. You can stay or you can go. And this is barely into the season of my freshman year, something I worked so hard for. And I remember being taken back and going, Lord, what? I've been trying so hard. I've been working at this now for a few years, every day on my own. Why isn't it panning out? And I just said, all right, I won't play. You know, I'll leave. And I left. Went back to the ministry and realized that was the first point in my life, I think, where I could see the Lord's hand go, hey, I gave you something and I wanted you to appreciate what I had already provided. I want you to follow me. I want you to put your relationship in me first, but here you are taking something that I provided and putting it first before me. And that's when it really hit me and said, all right, I got to go back and do ministry. But soccer had then, from that point, been such an important part of my life, and the Lord knew that. He provided opportunities and ways for me to continue being in the world of soccer here in the United States and even some in Spain, as I kind of talk through a little bit more of my testimony, to be able to keep it at the forefront of what I like to do, but also serve him first and entirely.
You know, I love the fact that, first of all, when you were happy, and now you're happy that coach was blunt with you.
Absolutely.
And very honest with you. Because, you know, I coached a long time and there are still guys mad at me. You know, for years of you know, look, you're not going to get much playing time. We're probably not going to keep you. So I love the fact that it's taken you a little bit, but to say, look, I'm so happy. And then to be able to have the wherewithal to say, Lord, I got it now. Now I get, okay, I understand why you did what you did. Thank you for the love of this game. Now how can I take this?
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Game and continue and possibly use it as my platform.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what happened. It was a vessel that the Lord allowed me to use in order to serve students through the ministry I was working with at the time, but also travel, go to Spain, go to Portugal, and be able to experience culture and share the gospel with people around me, and then have them equally share the gospel with me. Because as you guys will find out, I'll be the first one in the room to say I'm a terrible, or was a terrible man before the salvation of Christ, and I continually will mess up. But he was able to teach me through soccer, and I was able to be able to serve through it as well.
Kyle and Pastor, remember this, and I say this a lot. There's a number of guests we've had on this show that the worst thing they ever did was steal a candy bar. And then we got guys like Pastor Daryl Strawberry and me, and I don't know about you, but you know what? If the Lord is willing to accept us into his family, I'm not sure what anybody's waiting for. I just don't know. It's mind-boggling to me. If he's willing to say, okay, come on, I've been waiting for you.
So,
when you said, I'll be the first to admit I wasn't a great guy, trust me, there's... Yeah. At least two of us in the studio. That
at
can,
least.
Yeah, no, two. Candy bar boy over here.
Well, hold on a second. You know, when you grow up in a pastor's home, you know, preacher's kids either end up in prison or the ministry.
Absolutely. Yeah, oh, yeah.
And nobody had to convince me I was a sinner. I knew I had done a lot of wrong. And I turned to the Lord Jesus as my Savior. And you know, Mike, when you said, I don't know why what people are waiting on, because death is undefeated.
Undefeated.
Yeah. You know, 10 out of 10 die, and when we die, I wish I could tell you there's a holding tank for you, and maybe you can get a second shot in, but I can't. The Bible doesn't say that.
Catholic school is purgatory is what you're talking about.
It's either heaven or it's hell, and the Lord said, I'm not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Mm-hmm.
And that, so, one quick
you
question.
You bet.
So, when... So did you come to the Lord before all the soccer started?
I have been a Christ follower ever since I can remember. My parents had grown us up in a Christian household. Our family, like by the grace of God, pretty much a majority of our family and extended even to follow the Lord. We all love to go to church together and we pray together and in family events, things like that. But it's that classic story of, I have the Lord in my heart. I could tell you, and I could serve like I did for so many years in the ministry and the organization, looking at people in the face and telling them, I love the Lord and I'm passionately chasing him and 100% of my life is turned over to him. But then you turn around and I'm in the privacy of what specifically for me is my sexual impurity. And it's just the complete opposite. If I had an out of body experience looking at myself in a distance at that time, I would hate that man because of the two-faced life that I was living at that time. So yes, I had been, I would even say I'd been saved. Like I had accepted Christ as my Savior. Yeah, he is absolutely. But you're right. There has been multiple times throughout my young adulthood that I've turned back to him and said, Lord, I love you. I need to repent and I am so sorry. But it's just, to this day, I keep going, and it's hard.
It is hard. And thank you for sharing that, because you know what? You asked before we started this segment, so what's the line where? And there isn't. Kyle, do you know what? There are people that are listening to this that, you know, will listen to a guy like me who used to drink and do all this stuff 20 years ago because I know. And when you just opened up with some of the things that you were dealing with, there are guys listening going, I thought I was the only one. Hold on a second. And, you know, we never want to be called a hypocrite. And that's the hard part with, you know, as Christians, the people that are out there waiting for us just to step over that line.
Amen.
To be able to say, oh, look at him, look at him.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you weren't here in one of the first broadcasts in that first year, I came in, you were sick, you weren't here, and Sparky and I did the program. And Sparky said, I'm going to be honest with you. The one thing about Faith in the Zone with you guys bringing on these athletes is, you know, they talk about Jesus and they go out and do whatever they want to do. Man, they're hypocrites. And I said, Sparky, great point. But the world is hypocritical. You know, I mean, we're all a bunch of hypocrites.
Amen. We are.
Amen.
And we're hypocrites. And yet, because of my sin nature, there has to be a point in time that I realize, hey, I cannot get to God on my own merit. I don't care how
good
I am.
Absolutely not.
Because the standard that God has is perfection. You know, mm-hmm. Mike, you coached all my boys. I remember when they would come in and say, "Hey, Dad, you got to come out. I'm dunking the basketball," and they would, and they've lowered the goal. You know,
yeah, it's
and
8
said,
feet.
Yeah. Yeah, I said, "I'll be excited when you can dunk it when it's 10." God never lowers his standard. He keeps it at, you got to be perfect. And that's exactly what Jesus did in taking on our sin.
Hey, Kyle, when you look back at when you said, "Look, I, you know, this is what was going through and out in on the street, I was this. And when I got home, I was this." When that coach was so honest with you and then you decided, "Look, Lord, why are you doing this to me?" That's a big moment in your mm-hmm. life, and certainly part of your testimony,
yeah.
Because I would think at that point, whether you fell to your knees and said, "Okay, I need to just lay this off on you, but let me just handle everything," mm-hmm. that had to be a point that you did that.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And it has to do a little bit with that personality trait of achieving too, because when I wanted to achieve the love or my value in something, whether that was that coach's acceptance or a relationship acceptance or physical love even too at points, I would look at myself and I'd go, "Lord, I'm failing at many of these different things," especially when that coach looked at me and said, "You know, you're not going to get playing time. You're not good enough."
Right.
And I thank him for that to this day. But the Lord, I sit there and I go, "I got to hand this over to you, because I'm failing in every turn I make when it's my power and my strength that I'm trying. It's a failure. And I see that, Lord. So I need you to take the wheel," as he classically said.
So Kyle, and we're joined in our special guest. Kyle Carcamo, again, played a year of soccer at WLCA. He's coaching soccer at this point. He's traveled the world, kind of traveled the world with soccer. Now works for a company called Zero Eyes. Last question before we get to a break. And you're a young guy, and if you can give me the answer, I'd appreciate it, because there are times in my life where, you know what, I go, "No, I got this. I'm good. Mm-hmm. God. No, I'm good. I'll try this. Let me do this on my own. And it seems to me, it always seems like a good idea at the time, Kyle. And then as I start to fail, I go, "What was I thinking?"
Yeah.
Like, why is that? So this has happened to you as well.
Oh my. Absolutely. And like you said, we can't be good enough. We can't do good enough things. We can't do as many. It's not quantitative, and it's obviously not qualitative, because we're sinners. We're fallen.
Right.
And so when you realize that and you go, "There is no hope but through the grace and the salvation and the love of Jesus Christ," that's when you turn it over and go, "Hey, like it is up for you to decide." And once you do that, like, you know, you guys, again, like, I'm young and you're not old, but you have much more experience on me. But as you guys know,
I just figure if I get old, I have to be mature. Yeah. Let's just be honest. That's not going to happen.
You notice too, once you do that and you give him the control, then you realize why he demands control.
You know what I love, Pastor, is that he has figured it out at a really early age. You figured it out at a really early age. I'm stubborn, 100% Irish, and I wish I had figured it out when this young man has.
Well, I mean, the Bible is just simply clear. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding.
Yeah.
And he will direct your steps. Mm. And we lean to our own understanding. We think, "I got it figured out."
Amen. That's Pastor Ken Keltner. You know what? Come on up to Brookside Baptist. You want to hear other great stuff like that? And I'm serious.
Oh, yeah.
Pastor Ken Keltner, Brookside Baptist Church. My co-host, he is back, man. It's really, quite honestly, it's really good to have him back. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue our conversation with our special guest. He's Kyle Carcamo, Wauwatosa West graduate, traveled a little bit, spent some time in Verona, back into this area, working for a company called Zero Eyes, and we'll continue our conversation with him. This is Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone, an inside look at people in sports and their walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Bayview Shade and Blind. Here are your hosts, Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner, only on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody
all about somebody who saved my soul. Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my co-host, the head pastor at Brookside Baptist Church. He's Pastor Ken Keltner.
It's been a long time, man.
Pastor Ken Keltner.
I didn't even know if you'd remember me.
I'll tell you, I can barely get out of the chair. My back hurts so much right now from carrying
the program.
Carrying you, brother. Man, it's good to see you. Yeah, thanks for coming in. Our special guest, really sharp young guy, man. I met him in front of Brookside Baptist Church last Sunday and invited him in. And, man, I'm really happy that he decided to come in and share his testimony. Mm-hmm. He's Kyle Carcamo, again, Wauwatosa West graduate, and he's back in town here. Mm-hmm. Kyle, you had talked the first segment about Young Life. Can you talk a little bit about what that is and what you did for them?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for that. Too high praise, I'd say, but thank you. I appreciate that. Young Life is a parachurch, nonprofit, non-denominational Christian organization. Fantastic outreach efforts. They have camping as well and different college ministries, things like that. But it's designed specifically for non-believers to come together with believers in order to hear the simple gospel. So Jesus died for your sins, loves you unconditionally, and here's the kind of step ABC process on how to accept that and follow him in life.
How do you, and Pastor, you're familiar with Young Life?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I am.
How do you find non-believers to come to events?
Oh, that is a whole system that they have down, which one of the reasons I still financially support, part of my testimony is I don't work for them anymore, and rightfully so. But I still financially support because I believe that the system that they go about finding students in school systems who don't believe is through word of mouth with the friends, with the peers that do love Jesus. So if they have a student that's been going to camp or done any of the programs or gone to club, they reach out to their friends and say, hey, you should come to Young Life Club. It's something fun. We got, you know, it's a friend, kind of an inclusive friend thing. Has a lot of slip-ups here and there as far as just, you know, how they could go about that. Of course, a high school, you know, teenager world is a scary place, and whatever you do, there's going to be consequences. But then they invite their friends, and all of a sudden, you know, you have this mesh group of kids that want to know more about the Lord.
And is that what you were doing when you were in Verona?
That is what I was doing when I was in Verona. It's what I was doing, what I had realized the Lord had gave me when I was trying to pursue my D3 college, you know, career. And it was what I've been in for so many years, and like I had said, with deciding to go away from the soccer and the collegiate level, it was a decision to go back to continue to work for an organization like Young Life, and I was, you know, here and there succeeding and growing and learning and traveling with Young Life, and it was a whole career that I had centered about 10 years of my life on, being a student, volunteer, then a staff member. But throughout that whole time, as I continued to go into internships or serve in different capacities through the organization, I was then starting to abuse that privilege by people that I had meet and relationships I'd get into.
Wow. Well, that's good for you to realize that it was time to get out. What made you go to a company like Zero Eyes? Again, Kyle works for this company, and it's really interesting. Go on that website. If you are somebody that either, you know, with your work building, a church, a school, that you guys have had conversations about, look, we have to do a better job of protecting our area with what's going on. Zero Eyes, they deliver proactive solutions to help prevent mass shootings and mm-hmm. gun-related violence, provide intel, reduce response times, and save lives mm-hmm. while respecting your privacy and rights. What made you then leave Young Life and go to Zero Eyes, and what did that do to your faith journey?
Oh, my faith journey, that's the epitome of what it was. I was fired from Young Life due to improper conduct on a campsite that I had worked on, and we signed a contract of no getting into relationships or sexual activity with, you know, fellow staff members, things like that. And I had broken that, and I had just followed what I wanted. I would look people in the face again, living that two-faced lifestyle of serving every day, but then going and doing what I wanted. And so when I had been fired, I looked around, I said, Lord, I've been working for this for 10 years. This is what I wanted. And looking back in hindsight, of course I should, you know, I'm so happy and glad that I don't work anymore, because I had no position to be, you know, living that lifestyle in a ministry position. And so when I had, you know, done a little bit of soul searching there and asked the Lord what is next and what he has planned, emergency response, crisis intervention, serving a student population, again, is exactly what he brought me to. I started working in security in different facets around Wisconsin as far as security companies, private security events, and then security in high schools. Absolutely loved it. And zero-wise, when I had been transitioned out of that as well, it was with my arms up in the air going, Lord, here I am failing again at what you've given me because of my selfish desires, because of my sinful flesh. I'm failing, and I need you to take the reins again. And once I had been working, I had worked on a farm a little bit, doing a lot of what the Lord needed me to do to start, you know, polishing up what I, how I've been living and who I was, and especially living that molding discipline lifestyle of how he's disciplined me throughout these years of hypocrisy. Now I see Zero Eyes. I got into it. I saw it online. I as well fell in love with the mission of it, the idea of it. I truly believe, especially when we're going through these years of more and more mass shootings, that this is one of the only proactive routes you can take to continue to keep or to progress the safety of these kinds of institutions. And when I saw that, I said, Lord, then this is what I'm going to pursue now too. And now I'm going to do it even more disciplined as I was before, chasing after you first, Lord, and working in this organization where I can help, like you said, reduce the response time in active shooting situations.
You know, Kyle, as you were you're sharing, you know, and your transparency is, you know, is tremendous. I mean, I appreciate your transparency with it.
Thank you.
And but one good way you can know you're a child of God and part of His family is when you as a believer still have that old sin nature. You can still sin, and if I don't confess that and I keep going down that road, you know, the Lord can convict me. But then if that doesn't work, then the Lord can spank me. We've all been spanked. I've been spanked. And it sounds like the Lord said, hey, I love this guy too much. I'm not going to let him continue on down that road.
Absolutely.
And I love it. He can spank us, but he doesn't eliminate us necessarily.
Absolutely.
I mean, if it goes to that point, then he calls us home early.
Absolutely.
But thankful that you were able to respond to the Lord's loving correction there.
Hey, yeah, thank you. Because we're two old guys, that's what Kyle said early in the segment. So we're a couple of real old guys.
Yes.
The fact that he hasn't called us home, that means we're doing
something
okay.
Right. Yeah, you're doing something right.
Didn't he call us really old guys?
I might have slipped out there a little bit.
Something like that.
Or experienced. That's what
experienced. That was the sugar-coated term.
That was sugar-coated.
Yeah, but he was whispering to me something about, hey, man, you know, if we go out and play any soccer, hey, you know, why don't you come over on my team?
Really? He said that? Didn't you get kicked
off
in the face last time you played?
I did get kicked in the face.
Okay, because I thought I heard that. I heard that. Mm. You know what? Look, I worked in the soccer game a lot. Mm. I was direct Cheryl's barking with the Wave and the Rampage and I was general manager for an indoor soccer team in Chicago, and I ran it right into the ground. I was a really bad general manager, but you do not want basketball case. Well, baseball, softball,
man. Maybe you're a softball. Yeah. You're a softball icon.
Not after last. Anyway,
what did you swing and miss or what?
Nobody likes you. Yes. No, not really. It was, there was a bird. It was right there.
Yeah, there was a bird. The wind
what,
a little bit.
That's what it was. Hey, guys, we're going to get to a break. Other side of the break. So, Kyle, you know what? You didn't play sports all through high school. Mm-hmm. You played just a little in college. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you coaching. I guess you put on some coaches uniforms.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If you put them in the closet, if I get to pull one out, so you get to coach one more game, what uniform is it, what team, and who do you play against and why? Mm-hmm. And we'll ask you that on the other side of the break. I'll tell you, man, and like Pastor said, Kyle, I want to thank you for your transparency, mm-hmm. your honesty, because it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. I tell you this really quickly. I got asked years ago, after Faith in the Zone started, to a church on the south side by the airport to come and be a speaker at a men's night.
Mm.
And I said, yeah, I can do that. It was 250 guys, and I had to share my testimony, and it's bad. It's not good. It's
mm-hmm.
ugly.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got done, the pastor came up to say thank you, and I said, lose my number. I never want to talk to you again. He goes, what's going on? I go, that's really embarrassing. I never want to do that again. And he's like, really? I said, yeah. He goes, I'm one of the guys, the worst thing I ever do is steal a candy bar. There's 250 guys here. 50 are having struggling with the same stuff that you struggle with, and they won't talk to me about it, but they'll talk to you. I go away. Don't talk to me ever again. Leave me. And he started laughing. And there was a line of about 20 guys waiting to talk to me. And I said, okay. And then the boy over here asked me to speak at our stakeout. Same and up. I had to do it again. And yeah, that didn't go well either. I told him to lose my number.
I love it. I love
you still
it,
see him here.
You
that's
love
for sure.
People and you want them to know they can go to heaven, buddy.
Well,
I love
and you, so thank you. And then where I was going with that, Kyle, is you know what? It's hard. It's hard to say some of the things you said, but I appreciate you doing that. He is Kyle Carcamo, and we're going to ask him. He's our special guest for the hour. And if, again, Zero Eyes is the name of the company he works for, but we thank soccer for his testimony, I can tell you that. This is Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Back to Faith in the Zone, a journey on how people in sports walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Here are hosts Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner, only on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Because I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. Oh, just whistling like crazy today. Alongside my co-host, he's back, Pastor Ken Keltner, Brookside Baptist Church, our special guest. Tell you what, man, impressive young man, and I'm looking forward to seeing how the Lord works with him in the future. He is Kyle Carcamo. Kyle, we love asking this last question. It was a throwaway question years ago, and I just really like it. You didn't play much, play a lot of sports, but as a coach, and you've coached some soccer, if you could get one more game back, all the coaching uniforms you've put on, the shirts you've put on, put them in the closet, pick one out. What team is it? Who are you coaching, and who are you playing against?
Absolutely. There's a many that, like you said, I've only put on one jersey for a college where I played for, and I could say that getting that jersey back and trying harder now with what I've known and how I've improved over the years of just playing men's leagues or even coaching is the jersey that I would choose. But I also have Verona. We had won our D1 2019 state cup title with that team as well, and I loved it. I would have to say one more game coaching the boys at Verona. They have a special place in my heart, something that I've always loved pouring into. I had many boys in the ministry as well at the same time I was coaching, and been able to take some kids at camps and talk about the Lord with them. And if I could get one more game back with them to be able to just walk through life as what that looks like at that age would be fantastic.
Who would you play against? Who's the up in that area?
the rival
for Verona.
Oh man, I would love to play against probably Wanakee.
Yeah,
I would say the selfish kind of the human side of me says it was a tough rivalry. It was something that we always look forward to playing, and the other coaching staff, we'd have a pickle in between us here and there and arguments and whatnot. But it was always a great Wanakee has a beautiful stadium,
they
and
do.
It's something that
beautiful
you can
facility.
Oh yeah, very beautiful, and it was always just a very energetic game for
Coach
our boys.
Rice is their football coach, the American football.
There it is,
and. That is, and they won a state championship last year, and that is a program that's always near the top. Very much a sports community for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Man, Wanakee, I'll let them know that you're talking smack about him on Faith.
Just
on
a little
Faith
bit
in the Zone. I love that, Pastor. We got about a minute left, man. It's really good to see you, and I see you a lot on Sundays, but to spend this time with you, and all kidding aside, thank you and welcome back.
It's great to be back, and I want to say again, Mike, thank you for all of your work with this, and you've headed this up, and you know what? You care about people, and you want them to know they can live with God one day, and I love that about you.
Amen. Pastor, Amen. Thank you for that. Kyle, it's nice to meet you.
Absolutely.
Keep up the good work, and good luck with your career with Zero Eyes. I love your passion. And look, you want to achieve all the time.
Yeah.
And so I think Zero Eyes made a good decision having you cover the state of Wisconsin. Pastor Ken Keltner, thanks again. And we'll get after it again next week.
Absolutely. Look forward to it, Mike.
Come on over to Brookside Baptist Church. Kyle, it's nice to meet you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you as well. I really appreciate being on here and the attention you guys are helping me get Zero Eyes in the state of Wisconsin.
Hey, you did great, by the way.
Thanks.
Your first question he had is, what are we going to talk about? No worries. We got this. As long as I have my co-host, you don't have to worry about anything. This is Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan.
You've been listening to Faith in the Zone with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner. You can hear Faith in the Zone every Sunday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. To find past shows, exclusive podcasts, or to contribute with an inside tip on a guest, simply go to faithinthezone.com. Faith in the Zone is an inside look at people in sports and their walk in faith. Join us again next Sunday for Faith in the Zone, right here on 1250 AM, The Fan. 'Cause I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.